show mom love. Everybody knows your name. Let's talk to each other. Ooh, I'm so glad you came. Hello, hello, hello. It's your girl Faith P, and we are back like we never ever left. Thank you so much for tuning in to Special Mom Club Podcast. In the absence of myself, thank y'all so much for just letting those views keep going up, up, and up. It's really motivating, and it just makes me want to keep doing what I'm doing. All I need for y'all to do now is to send me some messages and voice notes and let me know how you feel after these episodes. But right now, let's get into it. So the name of this episode is... It Gets Better. Basically, I truly believe that it does get better as time goes on. And I know that for some people that may be hard to imagine, especially if you have a brand new diagnosis. But the last episode that I recorded was It Gets Rough. That was the name of that one. And it got so many listens. And it really just made me think, like, yes, we all know it's rough. Trust me, I'm right there in the trenches with you guys. But it really does get better. And all of that has to do with mindset and perception and really growth as a mom. I think that that's the ticket and the secret to everything getting better is just getting better as a mom. And that's what we're going to talk about in this episode. So I know that everybody has heard time and time again that you have to pour into yourself and don't skip your self-care days and all of this stuff. And I know it's so repetitive, and trust me, I've heard it a million times before in the past, but I'm really just starting to come into the realization that these things matter. Planning things out so that you can have some time to yourself is crucial to being a good mom and to things getting better in your life, because when you are well rested, you can think clearly and not so tired and stressed. You can be more productive and you can be a better person for your children. I know a lot of times, especially in these moms, we kind of operate in survival mode. We're just trying to get through the day. We're just trying to make it to the next hour sometime because it feels like so much. And everybody's individual hard is their hard. It's your hard. And just, I know I'm rambling, but stay with me. Stick with me here. One time, just piggybacking off of what I just said, one of my friends at the time said, oh, I had such a hard day and all of this stuff. She had a lot of kids, a little bit more. She had about 5 kids, I think. I have 4 kids. She has 5 kids at the time. And she was saying, oh my gosh, I've had such a hard day. And I'm like, please, I don't want to hear about that. You don't have it as hard as me. And sometime after that, I don't remember the exact time frame, I had to end up going back to her and apologizing and saying, no, you can tell me when you had a hard day. You can tell me when you had a hard time with the kids, because that's not fair of me to think that my hard is the only hard on earth. My difficulties are the worst that there are, and nobody else can talk to me about anything. Your reality is your reality. My reality is my reality. And as a friend, I should be able to be someone that you can lean on when you're having a hard moment, period. And I know as special needs moms, we tend to really think that we have it the worst. And that's why it feels that way all the time. If you really understand and just take a step back and look at the situation, it doesn't have to be as hard as it is. I know it's rough now, but it doesn't have to be as hard with that mindset shift and with being better and really focusing on you first. You're able to see things in a different light and in a different way. So I'm basically coming back to what I said initially and just pouring back into yourself. So over the past year or so, I'll say a lot of changes have happened with me. So it's just been different. You know, I had a different career. Well, the same career path, just a different way that I'm pursuing it. Y'all know I'm a real estate agent in the Atlanta area and I love what I do. I helped a lot of people this year between buying and selling. So I'm really proud of myself for that. But the shift really happened when I just really decided to think about me and start investing in myself, whether it be reading certain books, of course, listening to audiobooks too, and just putting myself in position for an open mind to really stop thinking as closed-minded as I was. And it doesn't just have to be in business. It can be in anything. And a lot of help, y'all already know, came from my husband. He already is a very positive person. He's a very helpful person, and he's an amazing dad and an amazing husband because he really helps me stay on track with a lot of things. And I know I can have a tendency to slip into those negative thoughts, and he can kind of help bring me back out. But at the end of the day, I'm responsible for those feelings. And I'm not saying that I have arrived and that I'm where I want to be, because I'm definitely not. But from the time that she got diagnosed to now, I can see growth. I can definitely say I can see growth within myself. And I'm happy about that. And it's not a bad thing to celebrate that. Am I where I want to be? No. But I'm happy that I have made progression. And just looking at different things, like I said, pouring into myself and thinking about myself, it has made a difference. It's made a difference. I really think that it's made a difference in giving myself some patience, giving myself that mercy to say, you know what? It was okay to feel those things, but now we can feel better. Now we can have more information. We can feel better about the situation. And I'm working towards making her better, because I'm working towards making me better. And it's like, I'm being patient with both of us. I'm being patient and really just trying to see where both of us can go. And it's really just a beautiful journey. And I'm really happy that I have her, because without this situation, I don't think that I would have grown as much as I have as a person. So words cannot really express how grateful I am for my daughter. And I think we all can just take a step back and be grateful for the situation that we have, even when it's rough, even when it feels like it can't possibly be any worse. We all have something to be thankful for. I say all that to say, I did some work on me, and I want to continue, like, really hit home moving forward, doing more work on me, because that's when I see a really good difference in just the whole dynamic in my family. As a mom, we really are the center. We are the nucleus. We are the glue that holds everybody together. And when we make those changes within ourselves, you really can see a difference within the entire family. Just little things that you can do that could really have a huge impact on your whole family. So I know, like I said, we can have mom guilt. We can blame ourselves and say, oh, I was so bad today. Oh, I lost my patience today. Oh, I yelled today. Oh, I'm the worst. We are so quick to do that, but we're not really quick to come up with a solution. Well, why did I yell like that? Why did I get so worked up? What do I need to do so that that doesn't happen again, or so that I can catch it, or what have you? We don't really do that. We just focus on the bad part. So that's my challenge with you now. What do you need to do so that you can check in with yourself and make sure that you are making those changes that you want to make? For me, I know this past year, like I said, it was books. I would watch webinars, whether it was business or personal things. There's so much stuff on YouTube. If y'all don't know, I love YouTube because there's so much on YouTube that you can find just there for free waiting on you. There's one therapy channel. If I can think of the name, I'm going to have to put it in the notes for this podcast. But she is awesome, and she just gives practical advice for you and your emotions and all of that, and it can really be beneficial for moms. She actually has a mom course. I do not have that course, actually, now that I think about it. I have another course of hers that I had got a while ago. But again, speaking of that, it's a lot of things that I have gotten that I hadn't finished. Like I said, whether it was business books, I did read some autism parenting books. One I finished and absolutely love. I know I posted it on my page probably once or twice. And that was Life Skills for Asperger's. I really, really love that. My daughter doesn't have Asperger's. She's a little bit more moderate than Asperger's, but it was awesome. And I need to post it again because that's how much I loved the book. But coming back again, y'all know I just ramble on and on and I'm trying to stay on track. So figure out what you need to do to make yourself better. And yes, I did do some therapy this year as well, and it was beneficial. And I just want to come back and tell y'all some things that you can do figure out what's right for you, but some things you can do to help you be better moving forward and stop beating yourself up. Stop feeling like things can't change. Stop feeling like your child can't get any better and start opening your mind up and saying, you know what? It can get better. Things can be better than what I make them. And not just saying it, but actually taking baby steps to doing it. Okay, so first up is just changing up the content. I know a lot of us, when we have a free time after we make the snack, after we make the lunch, after we get done making the beds in the morning, we'll just get back on our phone and start scrolling. Well, instead of doing that, I mean, look, if you have the budget time for that, do that. But actually just change up the content once a day that you look at. And you can look at eating videos. We want to help change the way you eat. Emotion videos, managing your emotion, emotional books, videos, podcasts, webinars, whatever. Changing how you think, mindset shifts, time management, whatever you feel like your biggest issues are and why you have those meltdowns and breakdowns in motherhood. Why is it? Is it because you're not managing your time right? I know for me, that was a big one. And I gotta say, when I do the block schedule, oh my goodness, you guys, it changes everything for me because I get so much done. I have a lot on my plate. Like I said, I'm a mom of four. I'm a wife. I'm a real estate agent, among other things that I do. So it's crucial because when I don't do it, I do not get as much done. So just changing up what you're consuming, changing up what you're looking at least once a day, just for 5-10 minutes, and just see what difference that can make for you. But first, identify what it is that you want to get better with. Because it's really no excuse. There's so much free information out there. And for those of us who don't have time to actually sit and read a book, Audible is a great option. It's free for 30 days. You get a free credit. And just pick out a book that you feel like might resonate more with you and see how you feel after you listen to it. And you can listen to it while you cook, while you clean, while you do laundry, while you exercise, whatever. And just go ahead and get that content in so that you can try to start making those changes. It really makes a huge difference when you do that. I have a mixture of actual physical, tangible books, and I have books that I purchased on Audible with the credit you get, the monthly credit that you get, and it really just adds up. And when you really can just listen to these things and they're beneficial to hear, it's just really nice. And it can make a big difference for you, for the whole family. Like I keep saying, it can make a big difference for your whole family. So that's one thing you can do to make things a little bit better so that it can ultimately get easier. Moving on to the next. Okay, so writing things down can make a huge difference, you guys. Whether you journal for your emotions about the day, just so you have all of the things that are on your heart on paper. Because for some of us, we don't always have someone we can talk to every single day about how we're feeling if we really just need to get it off our chest. So it's good to have a journal or diary that you can just unload on. I know for me, I've had a diary for years and years and years since I was like 11 years old. My aunt had gave me this cute little diary book, and I wrote in it ever since then, you know, about things that were going on. So it's just amazing to see the progression over the years. And I've had different ones, you know, just stacked all up together. So many that you can just see the progression over the years. And having that resource really, really, I think it really helped because I was able to get things out when I didn't always have someone to talk to. And it doesn't have to be an actual written journal. You can get a video journal diary where you just record yourself if you really need to talk to someone or you really just need to get those things off of your chest. It's very beneficial and helpful. And then also writing things down in regards to the books you read, the webinars, the courses, whatever it is you end up doing, writing those key points down so that you have a point of reference to go back to. I know without a plan of action, without sitting down writing these notes, it's really hard to implement these things because we'll get all fired up as soon as we get done reading it or while we're reading it. And then once the book goes down and away, so does our motivation. So does the fire and desire that we had to do those things that we knew that we needed to do. So keep good notes, journal, diary, and keep good notes of these progressions that you want to see of these books and things that you're reading or videos you're looking at, and ways, the key points, the key notes, the key takeaways that can really benefit you. So write them down. And right now on Special Mom Club Amazon storefront, Actually, not right now, but after this podcast episode goes up, they will be there. There are about 4 different designs right now. I'm really excited about this. They're just blank lined notebooks, you guys, with cute little designs on the front. I don't think you can see the picture on the Amazon posting, but they're really cute. Just trust me. We got a hanging plant, floral bouquets, teacups on the back, but you can't see the pictures, but they're there, y'all. So go up there on the store in the link in the bio and you will see them. And that could be the start of you writing things down, of your journal, of keeping track of your progress and really seeing a difference. So I'm excited about that for you. So let's go on to the next one. All right, so the last one I have for today to help make things better is to change the environment. Now, this one is going to be a whole, probably a whole series by itself, and I'm really excited about it. I've spoken on minimalism before, but I really feel like it's just getting more and more, it's weighing on me really heavily, and I've already made some changes within my own home. Just to downsize and declutter and really just assess what's most important to us. And I think that mindfulness and minimalism, especially for special needs families, is really going to be a beneficial thing. But I'm going to get into all that a little bit later as I do more throughout my own home. But I just say one little thing that I did change in my own bedroom was adding some live plants. I have some fake ones, but I was like, you know what? I want some live plants in my room. So I had went to the store and I got some. And when I tell you the vibe and the, I don't know what it was, the atmosphere, it just changed. It really brought life into the room. Just seeing that greenery, that live greenery, watering the plants. Even my kids were helping me water the plants. It was just like, it's something the whole family can benefit from. When you incorporate living live plants inside of the home, you guys know I live on a little homestead of my own. We have chickens and quail and a garden and all of that stuff. And that's wonderful. Love it. Love nature, love scenery, all of that. Everything but bugs. I love it all but that. But having it inside of my room, it was just like, wow, I really love this. I love the view by the window. It's just plants there. And it made me feel good. So that one little change can just really help make things better for you. Because this is all about you. Because like I said, when you make you better, everybody in the family benefits. And it's proven that when you change your environment, it makes a difference on your mental. It makes a difference in your mental. So do some research on that. Maybe you can start there. Do some research on that and see how that can make a difference for you and what you think will be best for you to changing your environment to help make you a better mom and the mom that you want to be. So change up something in the environment to what you think the mom that you want, that idyllic mom in your brain, what does she like? What would be in her atmosphere? What would be in her room? What would be in her routine? You know, I mean, I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but what would she like? What would she indulge in her room that would bring her happiness to look at? Maybe it's a nice piece of artwork. Maybe it's decorating a slightly different way or getting rid of some extra clutter in the closet. Whatever it is, what would she do? So think about that and make that change. All right, we're going to take a quick break, you guys. When we come back, we're going to do our news clip of the week, our shout outs of the week, and the episode wrap up. So stay tuned. So our news clip of the week is basically about the last news post on the Special Mom Club Instagram page. If you have not seen it, go see it now. I'm talking about the shift in fixing autism and fixing the condition, and more so about helping the actual autistic person or autistic individual. So my take or my comment on that was, I see it two ways. I definitely like it when my daughter is comfortable, when she's learning new things in her own way, in her own time. Like for instance, if she's stemming, right now one way that she stems is by dropping something small on the floor and picking it up and doing it again. But if she's still interacting with me or she's still paying attention, I look at it as, hey, it's okay. You know, if she is still doing that, as long as she's learning and she's repeating after me and she's engaged, then I don't see a problem with that. But some people don't think that that is appropriate. They think, hey, you have to teach them a certain way. So what is your take on it? I really want some more feedback. I got some good comments on that post, but I want more feedback on it. I do feel like some life skills and some things that are taught to our babies are important and have to be taught, have to be enforced, like safety, awareness, being aware of your surroundings. These things can be harmful if they are not taught. And I also think greeting is important. Even if you are nonverbal, you can still learn an appropriate greeting so that the other party knows that you are aware of them. So I think some things are really important for everybody, not just autistic children, but everybody. Neurotypical children need to know, and that is safety measures and doing simple things like a greeting, salutations and manners, saying thank you, saying sorry, whether it's in sign language or verbally, however they need to say it. Some things should be taught, but I really want to know what you guys think about it. Let me know, send a message on this actual episode, send me a voice note, or go right on Special Mom Club on Instagram and send me a message, or you can email me at specialmomclub@gmail.com. All right, it's time for shout outs of the week. We have two shout outs this week. The first one is going to go to @NikitaNelson_. You guys, just go follow her page because she is a burnout prevention strategist. I absolutely love her page, her family. She has a daughter named Michaela, and I mean, it's just so much good content up there, and it really ties into what we talked about today. Getting better, preventing burnout, all of that, you have to go follow her page. It's really a breath of fresh air to see because she takes such good care of her family, especially Michaela, and she does not sugarcoat anything. Like, she really shows you how she gets down at times, but she comes right back out of it and just goes fighting hard for her family. I absolutely love the page. Go ahead and follow it. And then the next shout out of the week goes to Autism is Life Shirt Shop. It is a father and son duo. They have shirts, they have hoodies, they have hats. Just go look at it, you guys. I love to see fathers really bonding with their kids, especially because my husband has such a good relationship with our children. It's just wonderful to see. So go ahead and follow that page and support. Get you a hoodie, get you a shirt, whatever you need. Go ahead up there and follow that page. And thank you so much for listening to this week's shout outs of the week. All right, so that is all for today, you guys. I just want to recap the episode real quick and just let you know, like literally from my heart, that it truly gets better. It's so easy to just slide down that negative slide of thoughts. Trust me, I've been there. I get there now, but just try your best to do what you can to take the necessary steps so that it can be easier to come out of it or not go down that slide at all, because it really can be better with that mindset shift, whether you need to change up the content that you're looking at, books, podcasts, webinars, YouTube, whatever it is, while you're cleaning, while you're cooking, while you're just resting and having a little time to yourself, 5-10 minutes a day. Why not change up the content instead of just scrolling? And then number two, get a notebook. It doesn't have to be a Special Mom Club blank line notebook. You can get any notebook, any journal, anyone that you want, and just write in it. Write, take down these notes to these videos that you're watching so you can implement. Take down how you're feeling every single day if you can, and just document it so you can feel better. Get everything out on the table so you can evaluate how you can make things better. And then lastly, change up the environment. Add some plants, add a little piece of artwork, add some relaxing scenery, whatever it is you need to add. Change up that environment because it really does make a difference. Upcoming on Special Mom Club Instagram, there's going to be some challenges. We're going to have a journaling challenge, and we're going to have a get 8 hours of sleep challenge. Yes, a get 8 hours of sleep challenge. I really need this one, y'all, because I have been a night owl for years and years and years and years, and I still struggle with getting a full night of sleep sometime. So we're going to have a 3-day challenge for that. We're going to have a 3-day challenge for journaling and writing in that journal, documenting, diary, whatever you want to call it. We're going to have that challenge too. So you want to stay tuned, go follow the page. Thank you so much for listening today. It really is my desire that these podcast episodes can help somebody. Send me a message if it's helping you. Thank you to everybody who has sent feedback or told me feedback. I really appreciate it. I look to see you in the next episode. Everybody knows.
And the dream.